All right. So if this is your first time at one of our all family gatherings, we often begin with a training component. So it'll either be someone up here just giving you some tools or some knowledge to be able to go out and join Jesus in the work that he's doing around you in our city and in our communities. Or what we often do, just as often, is we tell stories about things that God is doing through people in our community, which works in the same way. It helps you kind of put some flesh on some of these things that we often talk about. So in this case, today we have one of our microchurches, Lynn, and Lynn's wife Dawn can't be here with us tonight, but she's here with us in spirit, as well as Pierce and Bailey. Together, you all started one of our newer microchurches, maybe about a year ago, right? I mean, do you know the exact time frame? Okay, yeah, just over a year ago. So we haven't heard from you enough in the last year. So excited to hear from you now. So why don't you guys, for those of us, I think many of us in the room may not remember we usually start a microchurch around a shared mission, purpose, a calling that God's given us that has to do with our passions and our giftings. And you guys are a great example of this. Why don't you give us a little snapshot of what your MC is all about and kind of the story of how things started a year ago.
All right. So basically, Dawn and I were coming to Commonwealth for about 6 months and checking things out. And then felt like it was clear that this would be, you know, our church family. It's really clear that half of being part of Commonwealth is coming here to all family, and the other half is the micro church, the home churches. And so even though we weren't real confident on how to dive into that, we dove in, and we were getting to know Pierce and Bailey. Bailey's in medical school, and so we shared that in common, where she and Dawn really clicked over women in medicine, and we really have a heart for her and her classmates. And so that was the affinity, was our medical backgrounds. Then we just love Pierce for who he is. Non-medical. Handy as all get out. So that kind of answer. And then it was just kind of a dance back and forth of, hey, let's do this, let's do this. And where we settled is we have brunch usually on the home church, micro church Sundays. That has worked out best, just to have a Sunday morning brunch. And then we've also grown, and there are other families and people here that are coming regularly. And then we had been a little bit of a medical thing, but we've branched out. So,
yeah. So I appreciate that. So you started around a shared mission, and oftentimes God brings in other people that may not have shared that mission prior to being a part of your community, but can get behind it, can encourage you all in it, maybe take part in it in some ways. And so after that shared mission, you started to develop some rhythms, which you shared about the brunch every other Sunday. You guys connect often, less, more organically, right? Less formally, with each other and others in the MC. And you've also done some things, some practical things, in order to engage in the mission, that shared calling that you guys have in the medical world. And one of those things was last November. Could you guys share a little bit about the event that you did last November?
That is my school. And Dawn and Lynn came and gave a talk for a club that I'm a part of. And we partnered. It's Social and Gender Equality Club, and then the club we partnered with was called Outreach Club. And it really was just a way to build relationships between Dawn and Lynn and us and some students who were clearly struggling. And the topic was work-life balance. And so a ton of people came. We also, Commonwealth generously provided the money for us to have tzatzikis for all the students, so they loved that. And it was awesome. Dawn and Lynn got to share how their careers have been, how they balanced just having a social life, having a family life with their very successful careers. And a lot of students were very encouraged because they felt like everything is so competitive now. And, you know, that's just not possible anymore. And Don and Lynn really nipped that in the bud and were very, very encouraging. And it was literally like a sense of peace and stillness in the room. It was so cool. And they didn't say anything about Jesus or about Commonwealth or anything, but it was just like their presence in the school was really felt by the students, so much so that some of the students like cried to Don afterwards. And I don't know why I'm crying. I'm just not okay. It sort of turned into a little therapy session. And from that, we got to talk a lot about Commonwealth. And it was really cool. It was, I think the Holy Spirit moved a lot more than I kind of expected. So yeah, it was awesome. And from that, some students have been coming to our microchurch sometimes. And to one of them and then her fiance are coming pretty regularly and are very involved now. So
that's awesome. This next one's for you, Pierce.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. That's so cool. And I love about that, and this is something that we would love to see more of in Commonwealth, is kind of unique to y'all's community. It happens a little bit in others, but we're losing.
Slowly, everybody is walking out. All right.
All right, we can do something else if you want. I was going to ask him a question. Did you have something you wanted to add on this?
The event was just, it was just great for us to see the absolute number of healthcare students, you know, because these are medical students, but then there are PT, PA students and PA students. Oh, I said PA, but physical therapy. There on that campus, there are other ones. Yeah. So to see that, wow, there are a lot of students and these students are under a lot of stress, both academically and financially. And just so it was good to be able to encourage them, just for them to see light at the end of the tunnel, see that, oh, you can. Two doctors can marry each other and still, you know, have a good life. So yeah, so it was just great to know how many of the students are here and the need. So there's all kinds of need for encouragement out there.
That's great. That's really good. So, and what I was going to get at next, and you highlighted that, I think it's really cool that you have multi-generations represented in your MC. And we're not a super multi-generational community, though I think we're getting there. But what's cool about something like this is you all collectively were caring for the 60-some students, Bailey as a peer, and you and Dawn as mentors, as people that have gone ahead and can give some wisdom and insight as to what's down the road. In this case, you were offering a lot of hope. And I'd love for you all just to share a little bit about what it's been like to come alongside someone who's not in a different stage of life than you, right? Lynn and Dawn are empty nesters. They've had four kids. You guys just had your first right after this. If you see in the picture, Jude's still there, but not in the world yet. So yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
It's been a lot of fun to partner with Dawn and Lynn. Mostly, I think what I've taken away from it is just the wisdom and the life experience to come to you guys with those questions. A lot of the things that you addressed, I guess, when you were talking to the students, kind of the questions that I have about just how does med school work with a family? How does it work with a spouse who's working all the time? What do those things look like? So it's been a huge blessing to get that wisdom from you guys, and then also just to see that you've been fruitful in that and faithful with what God's called you to. And also to get to meet your kids has been super awesome because they're great. And it's just been a blessing to have that like mentorship and also partner alongside and carry out the mission of the church with them.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. So can you guys, to close our conversation here, I would love to just hear, what is God doing right now in this season in your microchurch? What are some of the things you're excited about? What do you hope to see down the road?
God is using the microchurch right now to keep us in relationship and prayer and just basically build community. So it's the best thing for Dawn and me right now, is our relationships.
I think it is the same thing. I can kind of put it in a little bit of context. Like the other day I had a really hard doctor's appointment and Dawn and Lynn came over immediately. And I think it's really cool, to just build that sort of close community and, I don't know, just live right down the street from one another and extend that community to people who are really lonely and studying all the time, and even people who just come across in other ways not school. So, yeah.
And we're glad they moved close by instead of being out in Oak Ridge where they started.
Yeah, that drive was brutal. So it's nice to be close by. But for me, it's just been the time on Sundays to recharge and kind of revamp for the week, and get refocused and grounded in what our mission and purpose is, to have that community and kind of center around God. It's been good.
Awesome. Well, you guys do a great job at making the hospitable safe place for people, and that's really clear. So thank you for doing that. Now, can I pray for y'all? Father, I just want to lift up to you the Mims and the Nichols as they lead this MC, as they step out in faith and join you in the work that you've called them to. Thank you for gifting them with many passions and many abilities. Thank you for their boldness to use those gifts in ways that bless others and further your kingdom. Pray for Dawn. Right now she's traveling and can't be with us. Please keep her safe and bring her home. Pray for Pierce and Bailey as they care for baby Jude and adjust to this new phase of life. They're doing such a great job. But like many in this community, they are tired. They are at times overwhelmed and stressed. And I just pray that they feel encouraged and supported by those around them. Pray also for the others who have engaged in this MC and found a home and found a renewed and vibrant walk with you through this community. Pray that you continue to bring people in. Pray that you continue to send people out from this community so that there can be more spaces for people to experience your love and grace and hospitality. In Jesus' name, amen.